Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hello, guys and girls, and welcome to my podcast, Believing in Her, with me, Emily Howes. Okay, guys, let's just get straight into things. I started this podcast because no one told me how lonely healing would be. Now, I've just had to Google what a healing journey actually means because I cannot describe it myself. So here is an AI overview. A healing journey refers to the process of emotional and or physical recovery, often involving acknowledging past experiences, developing self-awareness, and moving towards greater well-being and wholeness. So that's essentially what I wanted this podcast to be based on, is healing. Now, I don't believe we ever get to a state where we're fully healed. I feel like our whole life is a healing journey. I feel like there's always going to be bumps in the road, there's going to be hiccups, there's going to be downfalls, there's going to be struggles in our life that we need to heal from. But that is also the beauty of life, is that we're always learning, we're always developing, and we're always growing. And I really wanted this podcast to be us healing together. Now, for me, one of my personal problems that I've always struggled with is seeking validation from others. I have always, my whole life, seeks reassurance from others and found happiness in external factors and people. And that is one thing that I personally want to heal. So that's what I'm going to base this episode on, is why do we seek external validation from others? Like, what do we achieve from seeking external validation from other people, from things? I really don't understand it, but I do think, looking back over the last, well, over the last 10 years, I would say, I have always sought validation from other people. And it's only been in the last three months that I have really taken a look at myself and been more self-aware than ever and realized why I've been unhappy in my life. And it's not because I haven't achieved amazing things or I haven't done amazing things. It's because I've always sought validation from other people and I've always sought happiness from other things and people. So we're going to dive deep today in this episode on why do we seek external validation. Now, it's only been in the last 3 months that I've truly started my healing journey. Before now, a lot of people have probably looked at me and thought, wow, she really has her shit together. Guys, let me tell you now, I do not have my shit together. Does anyone truly have their shit together? I feel like even the most successful people in the world still aren't truly happy from within. Social media and Instagram is such a facade. I think that's the word I'm looking for. Anyway, I started this podcast so I can be so real, open and honest and vulnerable with you guys. Because best believe, I have never posted myself on Instagram crying or having a panic attack. But I'm here to tell you now, it happens, even to the best of us. No one is perfect and we all get into our feels sometimes, especially me. I wanted to start this podcast to show you all that even people who have their shit together on Instagram or who might look successful online have their down days and their insecurities. So a lot of my insecurities or unhappy moments have come from seeking validation from others. I have craved some sort of reassurance from other people my whole life. I want this podcast to be as relatable to as many people as possible. So let's just get into it. Now, let me tell you guys, I have achieved a lot in my lifetime, a lot of things that I am truly grateful for, but also a lot of things I only done because I wanted validation from others. For example, materialistic things. So, about 6 months ago, I bought my dream car. It is amazing, and I do love the car so much, but the money I spent on the car is crazy, guys. And has it made me truly happy? Am I truly happy from within with this car? Yes, it's amazing. It gets me from A to B. It's a nice car to drive to work in. It's a nice car to get me around. But has it made me the happiest person I could be? Absolutely not. And I went to Bali at the beginning of this year and I made friends with some of the locals there. They are amazing people, absolutely amazing. They couldn't help you anymore if they tried. They were so friendly, so welcoming, and they just wanted to make your time there amazing. And when I tell you, they had nothing. We went to one of the Gili Islands, and the people on that island, there's no cars on that island, not one car on that island. They all get around by foot or by bicycle or by horse. And they are some of the happiest people I have ever met. One of the group of guys that we met out there, that I think actually about 10 of them lived under one roof, and they were so much happier than me and you. Best believe they are happier than most of the people in the UK, and they have nothing materialistic. We gave them some of our clothes at the end of our holiday, at the end of our trip, and they were so grateful. And it just made me realize that all of these things that we're constantly chasing, these materialistic things, bags, shoes, designer items, are just so we can flex on Instagram, and it doesn't truly make us happy. And this is one of the things that I really, really, really want to acknowledge throughout this podcast, is that yes, these things are great and you can tick them off your box and you can post pictures on Instagram or TikTok or social media, but if it's not truly going to make you happy from within, then why are you doing it? Because I know for me, it was so that I could post on Instagram. It was so I could show people what I've achieved, when really, no, all that matters is what I think of myself and to give myself validation. Now, I mentioned in my trailer episode that when I was at school, I was a little bit more overweight and I was always trying to fit in. And I do think that's a lot of where my insecurities have come from. I've always tried to fit in with the popular people or people cooler than me. And for me, like, starting this business and achieving so many things was a little bit of a fuck you, basically. And I guess I did turn that pain into power. But that being said, all the things that I am buying so I can post on Instagram or buying so I can show off to other people isn't actually making me happy. Yes, it's amazing and I'm so proud of myself for achieving these things, but I'm only starting to realize now that it doesn't actually matter what anyone else thinks. It only matters what I think and what makes me happy. Now, let's look into why we seek external validation from others. We seek external validation or approval from others because it fulfills a fundamental human need for acceptance, belonging, and a sense of worth, often stemming from a desire to feel seen and appreciated. So here's a more detailed explanation. It fulfills our basic human needs. At a core level, humans crave connection and belonging. Seeking validation can be a way to ensure we are perceived as valuable and worthy of acceptance by others. It also boosts our self-esteem. When we receive positive feedback or affirmations from others, it can boost our confidence and make us feel good about ourselves. This can be essentially important for individuals struggling with low self-esteem or self-doubt. It also helps us feel connected. Validation can help us feel more connected to others and deepen our relationships. It can also provide a sense of support and belonging, especially when feeling isolated or lonely. It also helps us learn and develop. In childhood, we often rely on external validation to help us determine if we are doing well, and we learn from our parents and caregivers. This can continue into our adulthood, where we seek validation from peers, colleagues, or even strangers online. We also seek validation because of a fear of rejection, and I know this is definitely me down to a T. A fear of rejection stemming from past experiences or a general sense of insecurity can drive the need for external validation. Social media and the pursuit of validation. Social media can amplify the need for external validation as we are constantly exposed to curated images and narratives of success and approval. So guys, I could go on and on and on and on why we seek external validation. And from reading what I've just read, there are a few points there that actually make sense and probably aren't that bad. But really, if we're only setting ourselves up, we are only setting ourselves up for failure if we constantly seek validation from others, because we're never truly going to be happy within ourselves. So guys, like I said, a lot of this podcast is going to be based on self-help, self-development, self-love, self-care, coming from the beauty industry. Again, we've always cared about our looks, and I really want to push caring about our insides now and finding true happiness and validation from within, not other people. So let's talk about a few things that can stop us seeking external validation. One major thing that I think definitely helps me is to stop comparing yourself to others. Now, I'm 28 years old, and if you told me 10 years ago that I would be single, living alone, not had any children, not married, I would literally be like, what the hell, guys? Like, what the hell? Like, I would have really thought that I would be married by now. And also, okay, times have changed. Like, you know, in this day and age, more and more people are single at my age. But that being said, when you look on Instagram and you see all these happy couples and they've bought their first home together and they've got a dog together and they're going on all these amazing holidays together, that's where you need to stop. If you're single and you're upset about it, that's where you need to stop and stop caring about what other people have done or what other people are doing. Comparison is the thief of joy, and for me, I know it does me no favors when I compare to other people. Remember to stay in your own lane. Like, you need to focus on yourself and become obsessed with yourself and better in yourself. If it is a relationship you want, then focusing yourself is only going to attract that. Now, for me, I have also been doing daily affirmations every morning, and that has helped me so much. Especially saying things like, I attract, I do not chase. I am powerful, I am strong, I am kind. You need to remind yourself all of the things that you've got going for you. I also would suggest writing down three things every morning. Try and differ the things every day, but three things that you are grateful for. Because again, you have so many amazing things to be grateful for in your life. It could just be as simple as having a coffee in the morning. But honestly, writing down the things that you're grateful for has truly helped me. I would also suggest romanticizing your life. Like, now I fully enjoy my first cup of coffee in the morning. I used to rush out of bed, rush getting ready, not even enjoying my morning routine because I gave myself no time. Now I wake up 30 minutes earlier every day. I have my cup of coffee. I say my daily affirmations. I write what I'm grateful for in my journal. And I just really appreciate the small things. Another way to stop seeking validation from others is to practice saying no. Now, I struggle with this so much because I am the biggest people pleaser. Like, I just want everyone to be happy, and I really fear upsetting anyone. But learning to set boundaries and politely declining requests that don't align with your values or needs is so important, because you need to stay true to yourself. Again, me constantly agreeing to everything that everyone else says only makes myself feel shit. So practicing saying no is so important. Another way to stop seeking external validation is to reduce social media time. Excessive social media use can intensify the need for validation and lead to comparison with others. And again, I have been bad for this, guys. I have, especially when I was younger, I don't do it as much now, but I always seek validation from others. And that came with my looks. Again, going back to my school years, I wasn't the prettiest girl at school. I wasn't the skinniest girl at school. I wasn't the most academic or athletic girl at school. And I went to an all-girls school, which I actually think made my, I don't know, childhood, adulthood more competitive, because there were so many beautiful girls at school. There were so many academic girls at school. There were so many athletic girls at school. And I really compared to all of the girls that I went to school with. So I then proceeded to seek validation through social media growing up. Again, if my photo didn't get 100 likes, I was ugly. So this is one thing that I would suggest not to do, is use social media if you are going to just compare yourself to others and seek validation from others via Instagram, TikTok. Another three things to stop focusing on in external validation is to focus on internal validation. Now, three things I would suggest are to set realistic goals, achieving small manageable goals, build confidence and a sense of accomplishment. You also need to trust your intuition, listen to your gut feelings and make decisions based on your own values and beliefs. Don't constantly ask others' opinions, because everyone's opinion on a situation is going to be so different. Go with your gut feeling and what you truly believe, and make sure it aligns with your values and your beliefs. And the third thing is to challenge negative self-talk. Replace negative thoughts with positive affirmations and constructive self-talk. For me, this is a major thing that I have learned to do over the last few years. Whenever I felt a really awful negative thought come into my head, I have really tried to challenge it. And one thing that's helped with that is journaling. Whenever I've thought my mind is spiraling into just negative thoughts and negative self-talk, then I've just sat myself down with my journal, wrote the negative things out, and then challenged it with positive things, which for me has been an absolute game changer over the years. A few more ways I have personally stopped seeking validation from others is to cultivate self-compassion and self-acceptance. You really need to practice self-kindness. Treat yourself with the same understanding and care you would offer a friend. If you're talking to yourself badly, think, would you talk to your little sister like that? Or would you talk to your friend like that? No, you wouldn't. So treat yourself with the same kindness you would others. You also need to acknowledge your worth, recognize your strengths and positive qualities, and focus on your unique values. Like I said before, you are you and that is your power. You also need to embrace your imperfections. Understand that everyone makes mistakes and that it's okay not to be perfect. No one on this earth is perfect, no matter what social media may portray. I promise you now, no one is perfect. Not even the most successful people in the world are perfect. And my last three tips for not seeking validation from external factors or people is to practice self-care. Engage in activities you enjoy. Make time for hobbies and activities that bring you joy and relaxation. This is something that I've struggled with because I've never really found a hobby that I truly like. I've always done what other people have done. For example, when paddle came a thing, I was like, yeah, I want to do that. Do I really want to do that? Probably not. Do I want to go to a rock concert? Yes. But I've always been so embarrassed by that because it's not the norm. It's not the normal thing to do. But only in the last couple of years, I've really tried to like push myself out there and do things that I truly enjoy that others maybe wouldn't. And yes, if you was wondering, I absolutely love rock music. You also really need to prioritize your physical and mental health. Taking care of your body and mind is so important, and you can do this through healthy habits and self-care practices. For me, journaling is my favorite thing to do, and that has helped me so much overcome a lot of my anxiety and insecurities over the last few years. You also should be practicing mindfulness and meditation. These techniques can help you become more aware of your thoughts and feelings and reduce anxiety. Now, one thing I would say about meditation is it is so hard to get into. I have tried meditating over the last 10 years about 1,000 times, and every single time I've sat there like, what the hell are you doing, Emily? Like, I just didn't get it. It just wasn't sinking in. It wasn't getting through to my brain. It's only been in the last 5 months that I've truly enjoyed meditation. Now, this isn't an ad or a sponsor, but I now use the app on my iPhone called Insight Timer, and genuinely it's been amazing. I literally do like a 10 to 15 minute meditation every morning. These are guided meditations, and I usually do ones for gratitude, because when they're telling me all of these things that I should be grateful for, it really sinks in and resonates with me. So I would definitely try guided meditations in the morning. Also, like I said, journaling really helps. Yoga really helps me. And just taking time to yourself and not being surrounded by other people to really just sit with your thoughts and feelings is hard, but so helpful when it comes to seeking your own validation and no one else's. So guys, I really hope some of these little tips will help you to stop seeking validation from others. I've honestly realized how important it is not to seek out validation from others, because it's never actually made me feel any better. Constantly waiting for a response from someone, or for someone to agree with your feelings, or someone's opinions to make you feel better, because it never does. Just seek that validation from yourself. I really want to do more podcast episodes helping you guys, but I also want to bring guests on as well. I'm also going to talk a lot about my business and how I've made a successful business from absolutely nothing. I also don't want this podcast to be too heavy going or too intense for you guys. I want to try and keep some episodes really lighthearted. But if there's anything you want me to talk about, then please let me know. I am Believing in Her podcast on Instagram. And like I said, my DMs are always open. Any problems or any dilemmas that you're going through, please send them in. I can always do a Q&A segment at the end of every episode as well, which I will obviously keep anonymous. And we can talk about any dilemmas that you're going through. And this podcast is all about self-help, self-love, self-care, detaching from all six external factors, healing, glowing up, leveling up, and truly living our best lives. Anyway, guys, I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you for listening if you got this far, and I love you all. See you in the next episode. Bye.